What I think is quite interesting about this particular situation is the degree of consensus which is emerging, particularly within the European community and the NATO allies. I think that introduces a different dynamic into how this will play out eventually, and I rather suspect that Russia might need to do a bit of bridge mending with a number of countries over the medium to longer term. I think what these other countries are saying to Russia is that, okay, so there's a specific example in the UK, but the more sort of aggressive nationalistic stance that Putin has adopted across his presidency, I think these other countries are using this and the consensus of opposition to try and just push back against the rather bold initiatives that Russia has undertaken in the international community over the past 5 to 8 years. It's very difficult for the British government to have responded in any other way that they have. I mean, if you look at the circumstances behind the attempted murder and the poisoning, you know, the evidence such as there is in terms of the means, the motive and the history between the two countries does all seem to point to the East and to Russia. Diplomacy always plays out on two different levels, and we have the public level in which we have the calling out and the responses, but there will be, of course, discussions taking place behind the scenes between the two countries, which might be working their way towards a solution or some form of resolution. I could be wrong on that, absolutely, and it remains to be seen if the Russians will respond to the expulsion of their colleagues from the UK. I think probably Johnson is playing the role of bad cop in this scenario, that there'll be a strategy here in which the British government will be pressing on a number of different fronts using different communication channels. And I think Johnson has been allocated the role to play in which he is trying to make that specific link to and through Putin. If many countries decided to pull out, then that would call it into question. But I haven't heard there being a number of countries saying that they are going to pull out. So therefore, I think it would have to take a number of countries saying that their football teams were not going to participate. So I expect it will go ahead.